The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. The Explorers podcast is sponsored by RM Capital, a provider of specialist small to mid-cap corporate advisory and boutique wealth management services. Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garen Perro columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers podcast. Today we're catching up with a well-known name in the WA exploration scene, Cazalia Resources. And for those who know their AFL footy history, yes, it is kind of appropriate given its footy final season. Now, Cazalia trades under the code CAZ or Charlie Alpha Zulu. It last traded at 4.7 cents for a market cap of 17.5 million, against which it is holding cash investments of about 12 million. So there's a lot of upside leverage there to exploration success. I mentioned that Cazalia is a well-known name, with Nathan McMahon and Clive James sharing the MDC roles over the years. They are still there, but Cazalia has recently appointed Tara French as CEO MD. We have Tara with us today, but before jumping into our chat, I'll just mention that Cazalia is active on a number of fronts in WA, both on a wholly owned basis and in joint ventures with other companies. We're talking about copper gold near Horse Creek in the Kimberley, golden-based metals in the Ashburton, and gold slash nickel in the Eastern Goldfields near Laverton. Cazalia also has an interesting exposure to iron ore through royalty arrangements, as well as a shareholding and royalty arrangement in the new iron ore float, Equinox Resources, which is in the process of raising up to $9 million to pick up the running at a 340 million tonne iron ore project in the heart of the Pilbara. So lots to talk about today, so let's get on with it. Hi Tara, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Barry, thanks, how are you?
Good, thanks. Now Tara, you joined in July. I was just wondering, it'd be great if you could give us a bit of a feel for your professional background before arriving at the company, and what excites you about the new gig at Cazalia?
Thanks Barry. I guess my previous experience has been brief stints in underground mining and then most recently 14 years with Regis Resources exploring the Duketon Greenstone Belt and also exploration in New South Wales for those guys. It was, you know, a great career working with those guys, but certainly I saw a great opportunity with Cazalia, and they've got fantastic ground, some really exciting prospects. So, yeah, I'm keen to get my teeth stuck into it.
So you've been involved with the finding of a lot of gold over time. What, Duketon, 6 or 7 million ounces, I suppose, a couple of million ounces in New South Wales?
Yeah, exactly. The New South Wales prospect, we were drilling out the McPhillamys project. Definitely much more on the discovery side in the Duketon Greenstone Belt. That was pretty exciting. We found about 6 million ounces over the time of about 14 years. So, yeah, it was very successful exploration and looking forward to some more of that with Cazalia.
For sure. Okay. Now, Mount Angelo North, the copper gold project you've got up Horse Creek about 25 kilometres south in the Kimberley. You've been pulling some nice copper and zinc hits there recently, and I know there's already a smallish resource there, but presumably you see lots of upside. Fill us in on the results and what you see as the upside there.
Yeah, that's right, Barry. So the team recently completed some RC drilling and a diamond tail as well in June this year. So as everyone knows, results are quite slow to come back from the labs, but we've got all the RC drilling back now and got some fantastic results, which really firmed up some of the oxide mineralization, and reinterpretation of results also shows that we've got now two high-grade zinc zones, which are extending down plunge. So there's plenty of upside on that deposit and also room for extension.
It's an interesting one. I was looking at some of its history, that every big name in the mining industry has had a look at it over the years, including BHPs, Asarcos, Newmonts, et cetera, et cetera. What is it about the rock setting up there that you think there could be something sizable?
Well, I guess it's your typical VMS setting. That's Mount Angelo prospect itself. So there's potential for more of that style of mineralisation. But I guess the other exciting thing we've got at Halls Creek is also the potential for porphyry copper mineralisation. So that's our bommie target that we're also planning on drill testing later this year.
Right, and Bom is about two and a half kilometres to the southwest. That's, is it lower grade but larger scale potential?
Yeah, that's right, Barry. So the footprint here at Bom is about a kilometre long, and we've had some previous, you know, really broad intercepts, sort of 92 metres at 0.4% copper, 178 metres at 0.3% copper. So we're really excited about this prospect and, you know, just waiting on various government approvals and also heritage clearance so we can get back in there and conduct some drilling.
Yeah, you're probably well aware, I guess, that down, way down south and across in Queensland, people with long, thick intersections of, you know, 1%, 0.9%, 0.8% copper are starting to enjoy big market caps as people get excited about the $4 plus copper price we've got at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's exciting time for copper, that's for sure, Barry. So, yeah, we're anticipating, hopefully, drilling towards the end of October this year.
Now, just on Mount Angelo North again, the results that you have reported, 9 metres at 12.5 and then nice thick one of 24 at 3.38% copper. Is that going to be indicative of the overall resource, you think, or will it bulk out to something still with a decent grade?
Yeah, no, I think, I guess certainly there's a few zones in there, Barry. So certainly the upper zone, the more shallow part of the resource, that should run at a fairly high grade. The infill drilling there confirms that. And the upside of it is, you know, we've also got, now we've got evidence for zinc grades increasing with depth. So anything above 2%, we're looking at that down plunge.
Right. The exploration, you still got results coming from the diamond holes in the lab, you were saying?
Yeah, that's correct, Barry.
And they were they chasing the zinc at depth? Or?
So that one was also looking at an EM target down deep, so we'll see what that one turns up with.
Okay. Any timing on that, or is it a bit impossible with labs the way they are?
It is a bit impossible. We are hoping for late next week.
And I think the tonnage you've got there is just shy of 2 million tonnes at decent copper grade. I was just wondering, that part of the world, what would you need, do you think? Probably 10 million tonnes to have a development project on your hands, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I guess ideally, Barry, we would like to double the size of the resource. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be great for us. So we'll work on that as well as looking for additional resources, which either parallel this or run along strike. And also, as I said, just exploring for some larger porphyry copper deposits.
Okay. And I'll just double check on Bommy. The plan there is you're working up drill targets or you're about to drill? What's the story?
Yeah, so we've already done a fair bit of work on that, Barry. So looking at the geochemistry and what the plan is there is really to target the intercepts that we've already got and see if we can get some better definition on this deposit. What's going on with the copper grades with depth and gold. So that's the plan for this phase of drilling.
All right, let's go down to the Eastern Goldfields, the Mount Venn joint venture with Woomera Mining, looking for gold, and I guess possibly nickel as well. Three Bears drill results were out recently. What's it telling us and what's the forward plan?
Yeah, so there's consistent mineralisation across the Three Bears mineralised trend. So, you know, so that's positive. The interesting thing is that there is still potential along strike. They've got wide zones there already, sort of 4 metres at 2.1, 12 metres at 1.9. But there's certainly further work required there to get on to the economic intercepts.
Yeah. And just locate it if you can for people. It's on the western limb of the Yamana Belt, that's right?
Yeah, that's correct, Barry. So we're about 125 k's northeast of Laverton there. And the project area's got about 50 kilometres strike of relatively unexplored greenstone belt, which is surprising, but it still happens.
So you're in the same neck of the woods as the 6 million ounce Gruyere deposit?
Yeah, correct. That's right, Barry. So not too far from that deposit, probably about 50 kilometres to the west.
Okay. All right, let's go back up to the Ashburton. Your ground sits between Northern Star's 1.2 million ounce Paulsons mine and Kalamazoo's 1.6 million ounce Mount Olympus project. Again, a very lightly explored area, and I get the feeling that you're chasing some new ideas there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited about this project, Barry. You know, we've got a large footprint out there in the Ashburton, about 2,500 square Ks. We've done a lot of desktop work at this point, but we've had some really, really good work done by PGN. So they're structural specialists. Right. And what that's shown us is we've got three major mantle tapping structures that run across our tenements. This is pretty exciting. You know, any geologist sort of knows that these are generally the structures that carry fluids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so for us, it is a big greenfields play. So it will take a bit of time, but we've already got some targets. We're heading up there next week just to have a look on the ground. But the plan here for us moving forward is to firm up the targets with some geochemistry, you know, just do some ground truthing, and then with a bit of luck, get stuck into the drilling.
Okay. And the targets that you're working up, is that a combination of geophysical and ground sampling, or is there anything in particular that you can use as an exploration technique to zero in on the target?
Yeah, it will be, Barry, for sure. So I think, well, the deposits around the district are structurally controlled. Yeah. So what they do have in common is the fact that they're, you know, they're basically sitting on splays off the main Nanjilgarty fault. We know we've got Nanjilgarty fault's also a mantle tapping structure. So we know we've got a number of these. So what we'll be looking for is structural complexity around those. What's also effective in the area that you can see based on previous exploration is geochemistry. So we will be using a lot of geophysics to narrow down our structures and also geochemistry in conjunction with that to refine our targets.
Right. And that is 100% owned. I'm just wondering, given the nature of the being very much greenfields but with exciting potential, the intention is to continue on as 100%?
Yeah, that's right, Barry. You know, there's a lot of potential here and you know, Cazalia are in a great position where we've got a lot of money in the bank, so we're well positioned to conduct this exploration ourselves.
Yeah, okay. Now, iron ore, there's some big news for the company there with the Equinox IPO. Can you just run through investors what's happened there and what's the company's ongoing exposure to that, I think they call it the Hammersley Iron Ore Project, which is a bit cute, but nevertheless.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so Cazalia had a 30% share in that project, Barry, and you would have seen the recent release from Equinox Resources. So that's been spun out and Equinox are now going to be responsible for driving the development of that project. So the Hammersley Iron Ore Project, Cazalia has done quite well there with their deal receiving 15 million shares, undiluted equity, and also between 2.55 to 2.85 performance shares. And we'll also retain a royalty on that as well.
Okay. And at the issue price, those shares, excluding the performance shares, worth about $3 million. The intention is to hold those and see what it evolves?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we've got confidence in that project, Barry, which is why we're still retaining an interest.
Yeah, it was interesting to see Mineral Resources and others stomping around the field with picking up assets at some fairly fancy prices recently.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Even with the flash crash back to what is still a fantastic price, of course, 145, 150 a
tonne. Yeah.
Absolutely. So no exploration for iron ore on Cazalia's own account now. It's all put through the Equinox float.
Yeah, that's right, Barry. I mean, we're certainly open to looking at new projects and we're constantly reviewing projects that are going to fit our portfolio. So we're not saying we won't pick up anything else, but for now, yes, those have been divested.
And one that I followed some time back when cobalt was all the rage, you've got a cobalt project, is it Namibia. Is that still on the portfolio?
Yeah, look, it is, Barry. We are looking at divesting that project and that's really purely from, you know, I guess a logistical point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, we certainly believe that the target area has got significant potential. You know, we're in really prospective ground there. You know, we're sort of a long strike essentially. Like we're in the same stratigraphy as the Celsius Resources cobalt copper deposit. mm-hmm. which is huge. You know, they've sort of got 225 million tons at 0.12% cobalt and 0.4% copper. So, you know, there's huge potential there, but the just the logistics around us operating over there is a bit difficult at the moment.
Yeah, it's hard enough getting out of Melbourne, crossing the state border, let alone getting into Africa somewhere. Although you should get a decent value for that. Cobalt seems to be lighting up.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's a huge footprint over there. There's sort of over 1,000 square kilometres of prospective ground that we've got. Kazali does hold 95%, so predominantly owned. And, yeah, it is. There's huge potential there. You know, with there's already been a fair bit of surface geochemistry, and there's already large surface geochemical anomalies to test, you know, in the order of sort of 20 kilometres strike length.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've mentioned that you're particularly keen on the Ashburton, but I was just wondering, as the new CEO, do you see yourself taking Kazali off into some other areas before long?
Yeah, I mean, we are, as, I guess, as I said, Barry, we're certainly open to obtaining some more projects in our portfolio. So we are looking at more projects potentially in, you know, sort of WA greenstone as we've sort of seen of recent times. It becomes difficult operating interstate these days. So I, needless to say, I think we still will be WA focused for the near term at least.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's wrap it up for investors. What should they be looking out for in coming months? And at the end of that, if I could just get a feel from you, if you're enjoying life as in a listed company as MD CEO.
Yeah, so I guess in the near term, our intention is to get back out to Halls Creek and conduct some more drilling on the Bommie prospect. So we're going to do a number of deep RC holes there, testing geochemical anomalies and also following up on broad copper intercepts. So that will probably be around October. So unfortunately, results are a bit slow to come by, so we might not see anything there until November or December, unfortunately, as far as results go. And then, yeah, really enjoying the gig at Kazali, having a great time. Got a really great crew. You know, I'm just keen to get out and have a look at the projects, which we're going to do next week, get out and have a bit of a look in the field, which will be good.
Fantastic. Okay, there we go, folks. Kazali Resources, cashed up, lots of activity up in Halls Creek and coming up in the Ashburton. And, of course, there's that interest that with the iron ore and Equinox, who knows what they'll do post-listing. So we'll be watching with interest. So, Tara, thanks for your time today and all the best with it.
Thanks a lot, Barry.